Northern Tool and Equipment isn't just a store. It's a problem solver's paradise. Fully stocked with the right professional-grade tools and fully staffed with experts who have the right answers. Problem solved. Shop Northern Tool and Equipment this week for our Memorial Day sale. Save up to 50% on lawn and garden equipment, fans, power tools, and more. Shop in-store or online at northerntool.com.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Molly.
Did you hear about our coupon code for our podcast listeners?
No, tell me more.
Well, we have an inner strength meditation on our website at a discount for our podcast listeners. All they need to do is put in the coupon code podcast at checkout.
Ooh, now that is an awesome deal. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Sarah.
Aren't you forgetting something?
No. What?
Our services, silly?
Oh, yeah. They might want to know about that, too.
Right. You can book a group healing session or sign up for an upcoming class on our website.
Hey, Sarah.
Yes?
Can you remind them how to spell the butterfly connection?
Absolutely. It's the butterfly connection, spelled KINECTION.com.
Thanks so much. And while you're on there, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Yuppers.
This podcast is part of the Soul Zone Network.
Hello, hello, it's Molly
and Sarah
from thebutterflyconnection.com.
We're all connected and we're not alone. What if you could rebirth your soul, spark movement in your life, and reconnect with your authentic self?
Join us each week as we connect with Source to answer the burning questions that lie deep within us and gain clarity and wisdom to soar to our greatest potential.
Welcome to the Butterfly Connection,
where the kinetics of your soul will give you wings to fly.
This is BK 40, Living Fearlessly. What does living fearlessly mean to you?
Oh, hello, it's Molly and Sarah.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you so much for tuning in this week. We hope you had a beautiful week. We are so excited to be with you this week. And we would like to talk to you about what does living fearlessly mean to you? In starting this new year, our biggest message was built around living fearlessly. It is something that Sarah and I both really have been yearning to work on and have not been ready. Both of us received the big message that living fearlessly is something that not only should we finally start doing, but we also want to support all of you out there on your journey of living fearlessly. So this week, I really want you to start thinking about what does living fearlessly look like to you? What does that feel like? Take some time and imagine what that would look like if you lived fearlessly. As you are imagining that, write that down. Write down what that looks like. Because in the upcoming weeks, in the last few weeks previously to this one, all of our things are going to be focused on ways that you can start to live fearlessly by releasing things, by accepting things and empathy and motivation and all of these things that we can do in our lives that will allow us to get to what that living fearlessly looks like to us. So today, Sarah and I want to talk about what living fearlessly looks like to us when we imagine that.
Yes, and I can tell you that in asking myself this question and us deciding to talk about today, I actually had some fear of thinking about what living fearlessly could mean to me. And I think that has a lot to do with everything that I'm working on right now and going through myself. But if I were to ask myself the question, what does living fearlessly mean to me? The very first thing that I think of is living a life without feeling like I need to be in control. Living fearlessly to me means being able to go through every single day without feeling anxiety, without having any fear, without having any negative thoughts or doubts about what it is that I am doing and who I am. Living fearlessly means that I am my 100% authentic self and that I am unafraid to be who I am around everyone and anyone. And it also means that it doesn't matter to me what anyone else thinks about who I am and what I do or, you know, who I am on a daily basis. Living fearlessly to me also is being able to finally put my story out there without fear and seeing myself in peace, in joy, and happiness, and being completely and 100% just in a place of serenity, in a peace that I'm not even sure I can put into words for you here today. So that's where I began when I thought about what living fearlessly means to me.
And for me, if I just close my eyes right now and ask myself, what does living fearlessly look like to me? I immediately see myself happy and at peace. I see myself being able to get up every morning feeling renewed, feeling rested, feeling rejuvenated. I see myself motivated. I see myself able to just get through the day and accomplish what needs to be accomplished. I see less clutter in my life. I see less stuff in my life. When I think about living fearlessly, it's interesting because I don't only see how I feel inside, but I see what the world around me looks like. And in my living fearlessly bubble, I don't just have stuff. I have the things that I need to live. I have the things that are important to me. I see myself letting go of just material things that I look at and go, I might need that someday. I see myself letting go of things like that. I see myself having more time to spend quality time with my family. I see myself being who I am around everybody and not caring about how they think or feel about me. I see myself letting go of what I wish I had with my family. I see myself letting go of the relationship I wish I had with my parents. I see myself showing them who I really am and being okay with whatever their reaction is. I see myself having deeper connections with people. I see myself in living fearlessly, allowing people to enter my life who can truly love and support me for who I am. I see myself letting go of the people who are draining me, who are using me, who are not adding value to my purpose. It's like a utopia for me. When I look at living fearlessly, it's like living in a utopia.
That is beautiful, Molly. Thank you so much for that. I agree with so much of that too. You put into words some of the things that I was struggling
to put into words myself, but one word struck me that you said, and that is purpose. I think that in my view of living fearlessly, I feel like I have a purpose. And what I mean by that is, I think we're all in this life learning and learning our lessons, but it's like I had said in a podcast several weeks ago, we need to lead by example. We can't lead by example if we aren't learning those lessons. And then we can't teach by example unless we're leading by example. And I see myself living fearlessly, showing others all of the hardships that I've gone through and talking about it and writing it, not because I want to cause angst in my life, but because I feel that what I have to say needs to be heard, needs to be read, because I feel like that me living fearlessly is helping others and helping others to find what resonates, to help others to know and begin to learn to know themselves and feel comfortable with that. I feel like that could come across in my own writing. So living fearlessly is about purpose, not just for growing myself, but I feel like part of living fearlessly is helping others, teaching others.
I completely agree, Sarah. My whole life, I have always felt like there is a greater thing to what I'm supposed to be doing. And there's a bigger picture to what I'm supposed to be doing. And because of fear, I have not allowed myself to reach my greatest potential. I haven't allowed myself to even reach a potential. I feel like the potential that I could be reaching, I can't even see right now. I'm not even supposed to see. And I know that all the things that I've gone through in life have brought me to this point because I know that I have something to say. And I truly believe we all have something to say. Our life stories are the things that we go through in life. We go through them not only so we can grow, but so that we can help others along their journey, that we can support others along their journey. And in order to truly live fearlessly, you have to be able to allow yourself to open up about those things and to share them. And I think that's hard. It's hard to live fearlessly. I think it's extremely hard to let go of that potential judgment that we think we're going to get from society. But I know for me personally that my soul is screaming at me to stop holding myself back and to allow myself to just be who I am and be who I am completely. I know that I can be really hard on myself. And the biggest thing that I'm trying to remind myself as I am working towards living fearlessly is forgiving myself for the way that I have been so hard on me for not doing things in the way I think I should have been doing them when I should have been doing them. Because the true answer to that is where you are at now in life is where you are meant to be. And we all have to go through the things that we have to go through to get to where we are now. And you have to honor that. And we have to stop beating ourselves up thinking, oh, I should have done that a year ago. I should have done, oh, if only I did that 3 years ago. If only I had the courage to do that 2 years ago. If only I had the courage to do that last week. Everything that you've experienced leading up to this point where you set an intention to live fearlessly all happened in that way so that you could get to the point where you are ready to set the intention to live fearlessly.
Yes, absolutely. Because nothing happens by accident. I truly don't believe that there isn't such a thing as a coincidence either. Everything that happens in our life has meaning and purpose. And we spend a lot of our lives thinking about the if-onlys, and a lot of our lives second guessing ourselves and regretting things we had done in the past and living in the past, just living in the past. Living fearlessly is, like Molly said, it's about having the courage to finally say, hey, I'm accepting of where I am at. I know that this isn't by accident. And I know that moving forward, I have to allow myself to let go of all of the things and forgive myself so that I can move forward. And courage is a large part of this, such a large part. And it's not an easy thing to come by, but I feel like courage happens in baby steps. And something happens and you go, oh, that was different. And then you put another foot forward. And then you put another foot forward. And then you might take a step back, but in all of it, you are living fearlessly because you are having the courage to step forward. In my own life, I've spent a lot of time regretting and saying, if only. It's held me back a lot. And when I finally realized that I couldn't control things because we don't have any control over anybody else's beliefs, thoughts, or actions, I was kind of left in this space of not being able to go forward, not being able to go back, not being able to even go side to side. And I was so riddled with anxiety and fear over the unknown that I just stopped moving. And I lived in my regrets because that's all I knew how to think about. And I couldn't think of anything positive. And how I got myself out of that was taking the step forward, starting a blog, leaving my job, having my son, getting married, you know, all of the life experiences and life lessons and all of those things. But what really helped me to start to live fearlessly was finally facing all of the things I didn't want to face about other people and about myself. And you got to love yourself. And you got to have the courage to forgive yourself.
Yes. So I bring to you again this question, what does living fearlessly mean to you? And when you have your picture in your mind of what that looks like, then make the decision of what is your first step going to be on your road to living fearlessly. What are you going to do to begin this path? And remember, along the way, there's going to be things that are going to try to knock you off that path. And you need to allow yourself to just continue to step forward in your intention and in your vision. I want to share, and I think Sarah will too, what we're going to do moving forward in our first baby step of living fearlessly. But I believe Sarah has something she wants to add first before we go there.
All I was going to say is that we feel very grateful to be here to support you as you begin to take your steps forward. And this series, the podcast series, Living Fearlessly, you know, that's what this is all about.
Yes. So we would love to end our podcast today with sharing with you what our baby steps are for living fearlessly. And we are very excited to be on this journey and excited for all of you who have set the intention to come along and living fearlessly in your life. So for me, I am going to push away all of those feelings of doubt when they come creeping in my mind when I set the intention to do something, and I'm just going to do. So anything I say that I want to do for this whole entire year, I am going to do it without allowing any negativity to prevent me from moving forward.
And I am this year going to begin the steps living fearlessly by letting go of control of things I have no control over and learning to have blind faith that no matter what, everything is going to work out in the way that it's supposed to. And in doing that, allow myself to find what truly makes me happy and joyful. And make it a point to do something that makes me have joy on a daily basis.
Thank you for tuning in with us. Have a blessed week. Please feel free to share with us in our Facebook group and Instagram your Living Fearlessly intentions.
Many blessings. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Butterfly Connection with Molly Ray and Sarah Courtney. Look for Soul Reflections Academy on our website, thebutterflyconnection.com, and sign up for our free Soul Reflection Challenge.
We would love to hear from you. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play and give us a review. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
And join us next week for another soul-connecting conversation.